Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or a treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place. Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind. It's Sophia Franklin, and you are listening to Sophia with an F. But I think I'm in the mood for a quickie. What do you think? Just try to reason with her. Woman to woman, girl to girl, vagina to vagina, clit to clit. Mom, you have a clit. I'm sure you rubbed up against the monkey bars when you were younger because it felt good. Welcome to Sophia with an F. I am losing my voice and I think I should just jump right in because it's time for Save Our Sleuths, SOS questions, stories, and advice. Number one, what do you do when you have only been on 2 dates but you already accidentally showed him the crazy and lost the upper hand? How do you regain control? This type of question is my specialty. It gets me off. I get like a sick thrill from sabotaging a situationship with a dude and like having to regain the power. I don't know. I mean, it probably stems from my daddy issues / abandonment shit, which is really fucked up, which I actually recently spoke to my therapist about, which we will talk about in a later session because this is about giving you guys advice. So basically, you acted like a lunatic very early in and you need to reclaim your I'm that bitch and you're in love with me status. This is the thing, and I want everyone to listen to this very clearly. It is never irreparable. It is never over. It is never past the point of no return. You can always salvage and regain the power and make this dude grovel at your feet no matter what you did. Because you said crazy, which could mean so many fucking things. It's never lost, period. And that's a very powerful thing to keep in mind. What you need to do right now is flip the power dynamic, obviously. And basically, the power imbalance is who needs who more at any given moment. And in this moment, you need him more because you freaked him the fuck out. And so you're very unsure of how much he needs you. Let me just say, this only works and makes sense and is reality if this person likes you. If this person didn't like you to begin with, then there's no power imbalance. I mean, there is, but it was there from the very beginning, and so there's no point in trying to gain it back. But it sounds like, I mean, you made it to a second date. I'm so fucking curious to know what you did on that second date, to be honest. But it doesn't even matter because I know how to fix the situation. I'm going to go out on a limb here and assume that you did something in the vein of overwhelming him and being too much. I don't know if you went through his fucking phone on the second date and got mad at him for texting Melissa, who happened to be his mom, or you got too drunk and like threw up on his friend. Whatever it is, I think it was you being too much. And so now you need to do what is least expected of you and reel it the fuck back in. Do the exact opposite of what he would expect from you. That means disappear. You just need to pull back for as long as it takes. Like, any future interaction that should happen between the two of you should be casual, should be natural, should really come from his end. It can come from yours, but only because you have been so chill, so not involved, so nonchalant that it won't scare him that you're like, hey, what's up? Hello. That's what you need to do. And if you did something super, super crazy, I think you absolutely should apologize once. That was so out of character for me. I mean, I'm telling you right now, like, ask any of my friends. I normally never behave this way. Me showing up late to fucking everything and saying this shit. But really tell him that. He won't believe you, but that's okay. At least you're just putting that into his ear. Then at that point, you pull back and he doesn't hear from you. He doesn't know what you're thinking or what you're doing or what you're up to. And he, you know, in a few days or a few weeks is kind of left with this, wait, I liked this girl and she acted like a fucking lunatic, but it's been enough time now and I didn't get to know her enough that I feel like maybe I could give her a second chance. Also, look hot, post on your story being hot, not in a desperate way. If you guys go to the same club or bar, be hot, but just don't be desperate. Don't be like hanging on other dudes in front of him. Just be you and be confident. And be real. I fucked up. I apologized. If he can't move past it, then I don't need him. Bye-bye. That, if you can actually like believe that and let that switch happen in your brain, he will be eating you out in no time. There you go. Do the least expected thing, which is not be crazy. It's be chill. Okay, next. Hey, Sophia. Love your show. Today, my super Catholic mom, who is not sex positive, found my vibrator. I was gonna try to play it off like it was a portable charger or something, but thought she would see through it. She got super confused and seemed kind of upset when I told her. She then just went to bed, but I'm scared she's gonna bring it up. Please help ASAP. What should I do? Maybe you have good perspective being from Utah, LOL. That, I mean, ain't that the truth? Because being from Utah, not only was I raised Mormon, I went to private Catholic school my entire life, and my grandma is 100% extremely Jewish and installed a lot of that guilt in me. So I have guilt just coming from fucking all sides. You know what I mean? This is what I'm going to say. I always want to be respectful of religion and other people's beliefs. Shame around sex is there. I mean, there's no question about it. It obviously varies religion to religion. Your mom being very Catholic, I know masturbation is a no-no. If your mom was Mormon, masturbation would be a, let me give you an example. My ex went on a mission and had a wet dream, okay, and came and had to hurry when he woke up in the morning and scrub the semen out of the bed sheet out of fear that he would be kicked out of his mission for having a wet dream. Okay, so that's Mormonism for you right there. You're dealing with a very Catholic mom, which I don't think is as intense as Mormonism and their views on masturbation. So we have that going for you. I just want to say, I would confront your mom. Like, I wouldn't even let her bring it up to you, because then it's like it's adding to that shame aspect. And let's take the fucking shame out of it. Go up to your mom and be like, do you get horny, bitch? I have a feeling that you've had sexual tendencies, considering that I'm alive standing before you and I came out of your vagina, meaning a man ejaculated inside of you. So unless you want me to be 16 and pregnant, which I'm assuming you're pretty young because you're saying your mom went through your shit and is getting mad at you for having a fucking vibrator, I'm assuming you're like not 25 or older. Like, you're living in her home. She's going through her drawers. I'm assuming you didn't leave your vibrator on the kitchen counter while you're making pasta. So give her a fucking ultimatum. Like, hey, babe, I'm either gonna masturbate or I'm gonna be 16 and pregnant from Johnny, who lives down the street. You know Johnny, mom, the one that goes to mass with us every single day. Honestly, I think shame around sex just needs to stop. And as much as I respect every religion, that part of it needs to end, okay? Like, let me tell you about the pros that come with masturbating. And maybe you can tell these to your mother, who, by the way, why don't you do a little search on your mom? Yeah, let's get out the fucking blue light and let's scan her room and see what she has in there. Either her dad's cum or something to pleasure herself. Fucking call her out on her mechanical toothbrush. Like, I don't give a fuck. But do you know how many pros come with masturbating? Higher self-esteem, less stress, less anxiety, less pent-up sexual frustration, helps improve your body image, helps with menstrual cramps. Yeah, how about that? Mom, I am on my period. I'm cramping like a motherfucker. Midol has caffeine in it, which we are not allowed to have. Okay, that's me and like my Mormon mindset. I think Catholics can definitely like drink Diet Coke and shit with caffeine. But there are so many positives to masturbating that she needs to get the fuck over it. Bottom line. And if she can't, just try to reason with her. Woman to woman, girl to girl, vagina to vagina, clit to clit. Mom, you have a clit. I'm sure you rubbed up against the monkey bars when you were younger because it felt good. I don't want to feel bad about it. And if you're going to make me feel bad about it, then I'll just resort to something way worse, which is either prostitution or fucking dudes outside of marriage. And that right there should shut her the hell up if she's that Catholic. Okay, but baby girl, do not feel shame or embarrassment ever, okay? But also, don't hate your mom for it. She grew up in a different time. She grew up with things very strongly instilled in her mind. And, you know, she'll probably warm up to the idea eventually. And that's it. But you trying to pretend it was like a portable charger is like hilarious to me. Because I'm thinking about like the rabbit or the womanizer. Like, how the fuck does that look like a portable charger? Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. Okay, next question. Hey girl, my boyfriend and I have been dating for 5 years. He makes 3 times the amount of money than I do, yet he wants to split everything 50-50. I can't afford anything extra for myself, like new clothes that I need, yet he spends hundreds of dollars on unnecessary shit on the reg. I brought it up to him about 3 times, and the only thing that's changed is now we split rent 60-40, which doesn't make much of a difference. Should I drop it, drop him, or talk to him about it again? I like this question because it gives you an opportunity to share your thoughts on 50-50 relationships since you agree with them more as of late. I do? Really? Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. I agree more with 50-50 relationships, but let me explain to you and clear up any confusion as to why and the limitations and the things that have to be already in place for me to be down with that kind of 50-50 financial split, okay? You have to be making enough money to be able to buy whatever clothes you want, whenever you want. You need to be financially stable enough that you don't really, you can go 50-50 on the rent and it won't affect you buying clothes or you spending money in any way, shape, or form. That is not the case here whatsoever. The other thing is when I say I'm down with going 50-50 financially with a dude, that means this dude needs to be providing the following: incredible penis. I'm talking amazing dick in bed. Great dick also eats you out because it's his favorite pastime. Number one. Number two, personality for days. Number three, funny as shit. Number four, the funnest guy you've ever met. Okay, dancing on tables. Number six, I don't even know if that's the number we're on, but number six, Jacob Elordi hot. Like, this dude better be hot as fuck. Loyal, smart, intellectual, also emotionally intellectual. Is it intellectual or intelligence? High EQ, okay? A high EQ, emotionally intelligent, nurturing, loves you more than anything on the planet, has the best family, has all the same values that you do, and I think that about wraps it up. Does the guy in question have all of the qualities I just mentioned? Because I'm gonna go ahead and guess no. Just my guess. So because he doesn't have all of those things, and because you don't have an extremely financially stable situation, I'm gonna say we gotta get rid of him. You've brought it up three times, and the best he could do is split the rent 60-40. And I'm not great at math, but I'm pretty sure if he makes three times as much as you do, the math ain't mathing. 60-40, pretty sure it should be 75 on his end, 25 on your end. He makes three times as much. So yeah, him having you do a 60-40 split and him seeing that you can't afford clothes that you want and him spending hundreds on bullshit, I want to say dump him. If you're not ready to do that and you want to give him a fourth chance, then I would suggest giving him the ultimatum. Or put lip plumper on and give him a blowjob. The only reason I'm saying that is because I just used lip plumper for the first time and that shit fucking hurts and stings and burns. And I feel like my lips look like I was stung by a bee. And I just thought about giving a blowjob with that shit on. And I don't know, this guy's like making me feel like he deserves it. And he's going down. And if you want to DM me or follow up on this question with his socials, I'll air him out. I don't care. Let's rate him 1 through 10, how hot he is. And that will be the deciding factor, okay?